Okay. How's everyone? How's your business running? Good, productive, I hope. Good. Okay, as you know, we'll begin with the very first parak of Maseches Kedushin. We've discussed in the past various aspects of Yishus, particularly aspects of the mitzvah of Yishus, and who's obligated that mitzvah, the relationship between Kedushin and Peruvu, whether the Birchas Eris and the Birchas HaMitzvah, whether it's the Birchas HaShevach. They will focus on another aspect, and that is the following. The Mishnah begins and tells us that Haisha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim, the Mishnah begins and tells us that there is, of course, a kinyan of Yishus. It means that the Baal must do a Maisa Kinyan, and that, of course, is what generates the Chalos Yishus. But how is it that we understand this concept of Haisha Niknes, a kinyan of Yishus? There is a Ramban later in this parak, and after Zayin Amar Aleph, Divramaskal Zoso Meres, where the Ramban writes the following Chiddush. The Gemara discusses the issue of a Shtar Shichur when it comes to an Eved Ivri. And the Gemara raises the following simple kasha that Hai Shtar Heichidami. How exactly is it that we understand a Shtar Shichur? After all, if it's Kipshuta, that one is Meshachar and Eved Ayed Shtar, and the text of the Shtar states that now he is a Ben Chorin, so the Gemara says that why is the Shtar necessary at all? That Le Malay Ba'ape Trezil, let Dodon just simply say in the presence of others, simply now you can go free. After all, there's a certain sense of Yischaivus, that services are owed to the particular Adam, so let the Adam be Mochel, that Yischaivus. Why is it necessary to include that in Gufos or Star? So the Gemara answers that Amarava Zosomeres, Evet Ivri Gufo Kano. Apparently you see, Evet Ivri Gufo Kano, those four words of Rava. And therefore, Baharav Shemachal al Grono, Ein Grono Mochel, Mechila is insufficient. The fact that the Adam will simply say that I am Mochel, the various Yischaivus that you have, that is considered to be insufficient. What exactly does the Gemara mean that Zosomeres Evri Bukanoi? So Poshupshan, the Gemara is the following, that Mechila can operate when it comes to a Yischaivus, but Mechina is not Chal on a Dovar Shebe'en. If I possess something, so in such a case, if I am Mochel, so what does it mean? Mechil on a Dover Sheba'en. I own something and I say I am Mochel that object. So how is it that Mechila can be Chal under such conditions? If in fact there is a Hischaibos, so that is Nitana Mechila. You owe me money, I can be Mochel. That Chol, for example. But one cannot be Mochel a Dover Sheba'en. This we had pointed out is relevant to a sugya later on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discusses the case of Mekadesh Isha B'Gezel Dida. A person goes ahead and steals something from a woman, and he goes ahead and attempts to be Mekadesh Isha with that very chayfins. So Rashi comments, B'Divra Maschil B'Gezel, that perhaps the reason that one should allow such a kedushin to take place is because Kevin de Kabilte, because since she willingly received the chayfins, Achilte, Rashi writes. That means that she is Mochelis. So again, what exactly does that mean? Obviously, in order to have a Maisa Kedushin, it's necessary that the Baal has to give that which is his to the Isha. So the fact that she is Mochelis, exactly what does that mean? How does the Chefetz become his in order to allow Kedushin to take place? Poshub Shat then is the following, that it can't be that Al Yedei Mechila, that's how the Baal is Kone, and now he can utilize that for the purpose of Kedushin. Poshub Shat, it means the following, we've discussed in earlier Shiurim, that there is of course the concept of Kinyanei Gneva or Kinyanei Gzeila. And there are many rayas, this certainly is true, that when a person goes ahead and steals something, he has a Kinyan, Bosa HaChefetz. The Gemara writes in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis, that a ganav or a gazlan is chayiv ba'onsin. We've discussed at length that you can't have chiyur a shmir in order to prevent an onus to occur. How can a person prevent an onus gamor? It doesn't mean that you're chayiv because you should have stopped that from occurring, but rather it means the following. Even if something is an onus gamor and it's no fault of your own, but nonetheless, the baal hachefetz will lose out. A person, no fault of his own, his house is destroyed, he bears the loss. It's not the chiyuv shmira. The Baal HaChefetz will lose that which he has, even if it occurred as a result of an ones. So too, the Gemara tells us that a ganav or a gazlan has kinyanim in order to create a chiyuv va'onsin. And the Gemara writes, for example, v'kaman daf tzadi zayin, that a ganav or a gazlan is potter from hishtamshus. If a ganav or a gazlan has used the chayfetz, he does not have to pay for its usage because he was koneh at the time of gneva vaveda. The Gemara has a great chiddush that if a person goes ahead and steals a svina or steals an eved, there should be a difference halacha between them. If an eved is dinok karka and karka is in an exeles, he doesn't have kinyanei gneva, kinyanei gzela, then he'd be obligated to pay for the ishtamshus, for the use of an eved. Not sure if he steals, for example, a chepetz, there he's potter ba'ad ha'ishtamshus. What's the difference whether it's an eved or whether it's a chepetz? The answer is whether there are kinyanei gneva or whether they're not. The fact that there is a kinyan in such a case, that generates a ptur ishtamshus as well. Poshub shat net rashi is the following, that the baal is kona from the time of the gneva. Certainly he is kona. The problem is the following. The Torah posits a chovas hashava. Despite the fact that the ganav is kona, the Torah creates a hischaivus. The heishiv es hagzila shagozal. That's the chiddush, that hischaivus, she could be mocheles. She can be mocheles, the chiyuv hashava. She can't go ahead and be makna the chetetz to him al yedei mechila. But mechila would work as far as the chovas hashava is concerned. The fact that it is considered to be shalbal, that is a function of kinyanei gneva or kinyanei gzeila. As the Beishik once pointed out the same thing in the Sugi in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, when it comes to a case of Baba Machteres. The Gemara assumes the following great kiddush: if a person is tunneling in to one's home, so therefore you can assume that that person would be willing even to go in to take a life in order to go in to pursue his goal. And therefore he has a din of rodeif, and as such, nitan lahatzilo benavshem. The Gemara writes the following chiddush: we can apply the concept of kimle d'rabine to a din rodeif. We discussed that in the past, also a very great chiddush. Rodeif doesn't seem to be a classic case where one is chayiv misa. Isn't it simply a chiyuv hatzala, a mitzvah sashala? But the Gemara writes that in principle, we will apply kimle d'rabine even to a case of a rodeif. So, for example, if a person is Baba Materes, Vishiberes HaKelim, so in such a case, he does not have to pay for those Kelim, because since he was Mischayiv Benafsho, because Dino Kerodev, in such a case, that creates a Ptur, even from Hezek. Rav goes a step further, not only in the case of Shiber Esakli, in the case of Baba Materes, but even in the case of Notal Esakli. A very good finish. A person is Baba Materes and he seizes something. Rav says he is Potter because of Kimle d'Rabine. One could raise the same kasha as well. Kimle d'Rabine is a Kenyan. I understand that Kimle d'Rabine can exempt a particular Hischaivos, but Kimle d'Rabine can serve as a Kenyan. How is the God of Kona? The answer is because of Kimle d'Rabine. Since Rodeif, Nitan Hatzilo B'Nafsho, therefore he's Kona. Again, the answer to that Gemara is the following, that no, he's Kona as a result of the Kinyanei Gneva, Kinyanei Gzela. It's just that there is a Chovas Hashava. The Chiddush of the Gemara, which no doubt is a very great Chiddush, that just like Kimnei Ravine can exempt certain forms of Tashlumei Mama, Kimnei Ravine can also be Mafkia, a Chovas Hashava. And therefore you can apply Kimnei Ravine under those conditions as well. So therefore it's not that Kimnei Ravine creates a Kinyan. It's not that Mechila can be chal on a davar shebe'en as Masugi and Daphman Beis, but rather it means the following, that there were prior Kinyanim, but there's something that is withholding them, namely the fact that there is a mitzvah tashava. For that one can apply Kimnei Ravine, for that one can apply the principle of Mechila as well. So the Gemara tells us the following, when it comes to an Eved Ivri, Mechila does not work. That's exactly what the Gemara comments, Zos Omeres Eved Ivri Gufo Kanoi. Gufo Kanoi is not just simply a Hischaivos, that certain services are owed to the Adon, but rather there is considered to be a Kinyan. And as the Ritva writes, we'll see later in this parak, and if you've given one Beis, that you can have different gradations of Kinyanim. Sometimes you can have a Kinyan Mukhlat, a Kinyan Gamor, an absolute Kinyan. Sometimes you can have something which is a Kinyan L'chatzayin. The Ritva writes this concept that that's the Shibud, Shibud Araisa. Shibud is a Kinyan L'chatzayin. It's not just simply a lien in the sense that potentially, right, I may be able to collect, but rather it means that I have an absolute schus, a kinyan l'chatzayin, right, in that chayfetz keneged the demei hashibud. The Ramban writes the following. That's the chiddush of the Gemara, that avdus is not merely hischayvus, but rather there is a kinyan. Now, the Ramban goes a step further. Given this is true, that zosom eres evid ivri gufo kanoi, what type of kinyan is this that an adon has, and this gufo shall evid? So that's where the Ramban writes the beautiful chiddush, that shnei kinyanim heim ba'avdus. When it comes to two kinyanim, right, starting with the case of an Eved Knani, there are two different types of kinyanim. The Ramban writes that one is termed a kinyan mamon, and the other is a kinyan iser. Let's assume in the case of an Eved Knani. Well, number one, there's the concept of kinyan mamon, that he is considered to be kimamono shel ha'adam. The Adam has a kinyan, the ma'ase yadav. Then the Ramban writes there is a concept of a kinyan shel iser. For example, the fact that this individual is an Eved Kanani, Asur B'Bas Yisrael, the Ramban writes, his status certainly has changed. The fact that he has become an Eved, he is no longer a Goy, he is not, as of yet, a full Ben Yisrael, his status as an Eved Kanani is not only relevant in terms of a Hischaivus of Mamon, but rather more than that, in terms of his personal status when it comes to areas of mitzvot and areas of Yisurim. And then the Ramban goes a step further, that this concept of this kinyan shel iser cannot be paka al yedei mechila, but rather it is only nifka al yedei get cherus. That is why a get, a shtar, is necessary. It's not something that can be paka kinyan shel iser al yedei dibur, but rather it is only nifka al yedei get cherus. That is what the Ramban writes. The Ramban continues and says, Dumya lekinyan ishus, just as this is true when it comes to ishus. Of course we go ahead and speak of ishus as a kinyan, but what exactly do we mean? Kinyan shomamo, not kinyan shomamo. It's true that there's certain schuyos that is posited to the Baal, a schus of maisi adayim, that's true, but doesn't she have the right to assume any nizonas venyosa? When we speak about mikar hadin, the type of kinyan of ishus, the Ramban writes, that is this element of a kinyan shel iser. And obviously, just as mechila would not work to dissolve ishus, because a kinyan shel iser is only nifka al yedei get, so too when it comes to an evid as well. In fact, how do we know that this is true? That a get is necessary, a shtar shichru? Well, a get ish is necessary. That's explicit in the pasuk. Sefer krisus, nasan v'yada. Just as the pasuk says, when it comes to a regular get, v'kosav la, the pasuk says, ochuf shalom nitan la, v'yikra yates, when it comes to shichru, that's the gzera shavav, la me'isha. What exactly does it mean that la me'isha, that there's an equation between an eved, a shivcha, and an isha? And therefore we assume that just as a get is necessary in Yishus, so too a shtar is necessary when it comes to Shikra. Ramban writes, that's the Gzera Shava, Kinyan Shel Iser. Just like when it comes to Yishus, it's obviously Kinyan Shel Iser, not Kinyan Shel Mamon, and that is only Paka Al Yedei Get Cherus. The same thing is true when it comes to the case of Avdus as well. That's the beautiful Chiddush of the Ramban. So when we speak about a kinyan of Yishus, it's a kinyan shel Iser. It's certainly in areas of Iser, Veheter, her status has changed as a result of this Maisa Kedushin. Before she's a Pnuya, now she's an Eishas Ish and the like. In such a case, there's an element of kinyan shel Iser. The Ramban then goes a step further. Af be'evet ivri, the Ramban writes. The same thing is true when it comes to an Eved Ivri as well, that there is a Kinyan Shel Iser. You'll ask me, where does the Kinyan Shel Iser express itself? An Eved Ivri up until this point had a full Kedushas Yisrael, and even as an Eved Ivri, look, he's still Chayiv and all mitzvot. What has changed as a result of his becoming an Eved that you can point and you can say that there is a Kinyan Shel Iser in an Eved Ivri? The Ramban writes the following, Sharei Matiro B'shivcha Kananis. After all, up until this point, as a Ben Yisrael, he could not marry a Shivcha Kananis. All of a sudden now, he marries a Shivcha Kananis. That is allowed. What was an illicit relationship before is now permitted. Obviously, you see that the fact that he is an Eved is not just simply Zol Someres Eved Ibru Gufo Kani, that there's a certain sense of a Shibut of Mamam, but rather there is also a Kinyan Shel Iser. And then the Ramban writes the following line, parallel to what he mentioned earlier, Be'ein Kinyan Iser Nifka B'lo Get. And that's why a get is necessary. It's not enough to simply to say, zil shlim, go out, but nonetheless, zal someres evid ivri gufo kanoi. That's true when it comes to an evid ivri as well. Ramban writes, ben b'isho, ben ba'amdo. So that's the chiddush. The two different types of kinyanim, and the various models of evid knani, evid ivri, and ishus. Ishus being a model of a strict kinyan shel ism. Tosus nivamos, naf ayinam adveis, the Ramaskal Alma is also bothered by this line of the Gemara that we mentioned, Kedushin Tezayin, Zos Omeres Eved Ivri Gufo Kanoi. What exactly does that mean? So the Lashon of Tosfos is as follows. When the Gemara tells us Gufo Kanoi, Hainu Le'inyan Shitzara Geshichra, the Gemara does not mean this universally. It simply means that a get is necessary. The Ein Yotzei Bamir Ba'alma, just saying zil, is considered to be insufficient. Ava le'inyan mitzvos lo. That's the Chiddush that Tosfos writes. Gufo kanoi, right, is a statement that merely is coming to explain why Yishter Shifra is necessary. But yet, you don't find that there is a broader kinyan shel iser that could affect iser ve'hefter, areas of iserim, areas of mitzvos. The concept of gufo kanoi is simply Eino yotze bamira ba'alma avalinian mitzvos lo. So Tosfos is going to have to explain to us, obvious right, that in the Ramban, what do you mean, the inyan mitzvos lo? And what about the fact that an eved ivri is mutter b'shivcha? Isn't that an indicator that obviously, if the Ramban writes, there is a fuller kinyan shel iser? So Tosfos writes the following line, va'od d'shoy b'shivcha knanis, haynu mishum tzitzarech sheyavot ezrabo, ben bayom uben balayla. Very great Kiddush. That's part of the shibud of avdus. He has to serve his adon. He services his adon in many different ways. One is by providing certain services bayom, another certain services balayla, and that is what entitles, empowers the adon to provide this eved ivri with a shivka knana. A very great Kiddush, that this is not a function of a kinyan shel iser legabi mitzvos, but rather, it is a result of simply the shibud of mamon. Oved esrabo ben bayom ben balayim. Very great Kiddush. If you look in the Tshuvas Avne Miluim, right, this is found in the end of the Sefer Avne Miluim, in Simin Yad Zayin, then Dibur Hamasil Uvaresh Perek Ha'arel, right, the Avne Miluim quotes the Shita Tosus. Avni Mum comments as follows, V'lo havinosi, baniusi. I don't understand how Tosfos could say that. Simply because there is a shibud of avdus, that he must be Oved Yisrabo ben biyom ben balayla. How can that be? Yase iser, that's matir isurim. How can that be? If there is an iser to go ahead and to marry a shivcha, how can you argue that the shibud of avdus will be matter that is served? Mashlam ha'adavar dama, Avni Mulim writes, let's assume, for example, the adon instructs the Eved to do malach on Shabbos or on Yantif. You're going to say that there's a shibud and therefore it's matir and iser? Of course not. So what's the difference between the iser of Shivcha and the chilul Shabbos or chilul Yantif? Avni Mulim writes that it's tzorach yom kais. How you could argue with Tosfos against the Ramban? The Ramban is pashut. This is an indicator of a kinyan shel iser, a kinyan legabi mitzvos. How can you argue otherwise? The fact that an eved ivri is mutter b'shivcha, isn't that a compelling raya? That's the kasha of Avne Miluim. There is a very small kuntras of Rabbi Yosef Engel, which is called the Chosen Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Engel writes the following Kiddush. There was a period in the life of Avni Miluim that, and Rabbi Yosef Engel, that he was unable to see fully, and therefore he couldn't learn the way he had been accustomed to. So he had someone just read Avni Miluim to him, right? And he dictated Chiddushim in the Avni Miluim. So this is a sefer, it's very impressive, Chosen Yosef. That's when he was ill, this is the Chiddushim that he dictated. So he writes regarding this issue in the Chosen Yosef the following, that if you're dealing with an Isser Mukhlat, something which is a categorical Isser, Shabbos, Yantif, of course, the fact that you are my Eved, and I can tell you to go here and go there and do this and do that, well, obviously, that cannot be Matir Isurim. The key to Tosfos, Yosef Engel writes, is the following. What is the Isser? of a person marrying a shivcha. What exactly is the iser? The iser arises lo yeh kadesh, lo yeh kadesh. What does that mean? That the Torah does not allow people to engage in a simple bias hefker. The Torah has a certain misgeres. Now, Ishus, for example, no? That's what the Rambam writes in the very beginning of Hokus Ishus, no? But the Torah writes, there's Nisra, Liyah Kadesh, Losiyah Kadesha. The Torah forbids bias hefker. So Yosef Engel writes the following Kiddush. If the Isser would have been an Isser Kotzu, one is not allowed to marry a Shivcha, then of course, how can you imagine such an Isser? Oh, unless there's a concept of Kinyushal Isser. But if you're telling me that the Hadara Sayisser is the Torah forbids a bias hefker, then you understand what Tosos writes. That if this is within the Misgeres, in the context of part of the Shibud of Avdus, that is not considered to be a random Maisabiyah, and therefore that is not a violation of Lo Yeh Kadesh Lo Siyeh Kadesha. If the Torah would say black and white, this is Mr. Erva, you're right, it's not going to help. But if the Torah frames it as being a Bias Hefker, it's a Bias Hefker for someone else. It is not a Bias Hefker if the Torah imposes a Shibud, even if the Shibud is one of Mamonat, a Shibud in terms of Kinyan Shalissim. That's what Yosef Engel suggests in order to explain this line in Tosus. It's a fundamental focus. Tosus and Ramban, to what extent there's a Kinyan Shel Isser when it comes to Eved Ivri? It certainly exists when it comes to Eved Kenani. And the Ramban writes, that's the essence of a Kinyan of Ishus. Ishus is a Kinyan Shel Isser. How is it that this Kinyan of Ishus, what the Ramban terms Kinyan Shel Isser, so how does that express itself? See, here you have a fascinating machlokes, right, which expresses itself in the parsha of Shivcha Charufa. The Torah tells us in Vayikra Perek Yutes Pasukav, "Vish ki yishkav es isha shivcha zera," an illicit maisabia, "and vihi shivcha necherefes liish." This woman is a shivcha who is necherefes liish. That word necherefes is somewhat unclear. In fact, we'll see the Gemara soon is going to discuss whether charufasi could be used for a lashon of ishus. What does the pasuk mean? Vishivcha necherefes liish. Well, the pasuk elaborates, right? Vahavdei lo nivdasa o chufsha lo nitana. But what exactly that means also is somewhat unclear, no? Vahavdei lo nivdasa. What does that mean? Surely she was not freed? In other words, she's a regular shivcha? Or does the pasuk mean something else entirely? So, if one is Baal Shivcha Charufa, Dahainu, one who is Vahavdei lo nifdasa Shivcha lo nitana, Bikores tiye lo yumsu ki lo chupasha. The Torah says there won't be a chiyu misa, after all, because she was not freed. So what exactly does that mean? It's Pashup Shat Nispasuk. So this is a critical machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael in the Sugyan Krisus and Da'af Yir Aleph, Amar Aleph. Rabbi Akiva writes the following. We are referring to a chatzi shivcha chatzi bashorim. That is the theme. Chatzi shivcha chatzi bashorim. Let's assume, for example, that you have the shivcha knanis, which is owned by two masters. One frees, one does not. She is a chatzi shivcha chatzi bashorim. So what does the pasuk mean? Vahavdei lo nivdasa? It means, to one extent, she was redeemed, she was freed. On the other hand, she was not. What does that mean? She was partially freed. She is a chati shivcha, chati baschorin. What's the halacha regarding a chati shivcha, chati baschorin? Well, she's not allowed to marry a Ben Yisrael, because a Ben Yisrael is not allowed to marry a shivcha. But she would be allowed to marry an Eved Ivri, because an Eved Ivri is allowed, is mutter Ben Yisrael and mutter b'shivcha. That's what we just discussed. Rabbi Akiva writes, that is Pshat in the Pasuk. When the Pasuk says, Yishivcha necherefes li'ish, what necherefes means? Me'ureses. This shivcha is married to an ish who is an ish, an Eved Ivri. And who is the shivcha? Havdei lo nifnasa chush lo nitana. So there is a form of ishus between this chati shivcha chati bastarin and this Eved Ivri. If someone is mezana with her, there is no chiyuv misa. Why is no chiyuv misa? Because kilo chupasha, meaning that she is not a full bas Yisrael, she was not fully freed, and therefore this is not full issues. This is a quasi issues, because she's a chati shiv chati vasorin. So in such a case, in a semi ishus, there's no chiyuv misa b'toras eishes ish. What is the chiyuv? What is the onesh? It's somewhat unusual onesh, no? The pasuk indicates that she will get malchus, hiloka, v'hu maybe karban, and he has to bring a karban asham. Right? That's an asham shivcha harufa. So a very unusual parsha. No? According to Rabbi Kiva, again, it tells us that you have a chati shivcha, chati vaskorm, reses levet ivri, shizinsa. So in such a case, what is the onesh for that? It's not an onesh of misa because it's not full ishus, but rather she gets malchus, and he is obligated to bring a karban asham. If you look in the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, at the very beginning of Masechet Shabbos, of all places, this is what we have in the Pirush Mishnayos, in the standard Shas edition, the Rambam writes the following chiddush, that she gets malchus even if it's b'shogeg. That's a very great chiddush, no? Malchus b'shogeg. This is a very unusual onesh altogether. This chiyuv of malchus for shivcha harufa is even if the period was b'shogeg. The Ramban just writes it parenthetically. Ramban, before he begins with the Shabbos, starts telling you, right, all the halachos, right? Your chayiv karis, your chayiv skil, your chayiv achatos, and he tells you that normally your chayiv umshin b'meizid, not b'shogeg, if it comes to malchus misa, and the Rambam just adds, with the exception of shivcha harufa, where there's a chiyuv malchus even b'shogeg. That's the line that the Rambam tucks in our version, right, to the Pirush Mishnayos in the very beginning of Masechet Shabbos. This is how Rabbi Akiva understands. When we say a chati shivcha chati vaskorin mureses levet ivri, does it have to be an evet ivri? After all, the pasuk says he shivcha necharefes liish ish. Couldn't it be a Jewish man? What about according to Rabbi Akiva? What's the answer? It could be. Could be. Even if it was a Yisrael, the thing, same thing would be the case. No. Except there's a major detail. No. When it comes to Yisrael, this is aser. How does Yisrael marry a chati shivcha? It's aser. Can't be done. B'derech heter, you will only find it with a chati shivcha chati baschorin for an evet ivri, because an evet ivri is mutter b'shivcha and mutter b'bas Yisrael. But if a regular ben Yisrael were to marry a chati shivcha chati baschorin, you could still envision that case, namely that you would have tfisas kedushin for the Yisrael kenege the chati baschorin, but not a tfisas kedushin kenege the shivcha. So that again is an unusual case where there is a partial tfisas kedushin. So in that partial tfisas kedushin, there's no chiyuv misa veisashish because lo yumsu kilo chupasha, because it's not fully issues, but it is a semi issues. So this is a very unusual case that the Torah tells us that there's a quasi, a mixas issues. No? B'derech heter, if you're dealing with an evet ivri, b'derech yisra, even if you're dealing with a ben Yisrael. This is how Rabbi Kiva understands this parsha. And Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. Rabbi Shmuel interprets the pasuk v'haftei lo nifdasa, she surely was not freed. Not on the one hand v'haftei, on the other hand lo nifdasa. The double ocean is just one of intensity, and therefore we're talking about a shivcha kananis. Well, if you're dealing with a regular shivcha kananis, is there a kedushin? A shivcha kananis in evet ivri, there's kedushin? No, there's no tfisas kedushin. Pasuk doesn't say there's kedushin. V'hi shivcha necherefes liish. Necherefes means miyuedes, not miureses, designated. A shivcha kananis was designated for an evet ivri. So obviously there's no chiyuv misa. This isn't even issues. So bikores tiya lo yumsa kilo chupasha. You can't speak about issues. This is not a regular case of eishes ish. But it is a designation, miyuedes, so the Torah tells us that there is an onesh if there is an act of znus, because she is miyuedes, levet ivri. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, this is not a form of ishus at all. According to Rabbi Kiva, this is a form of ishus, miyuedes, but a mixas ishus. That's the parsha of shivcha harufa. So again, look at Rabbi Kiva, it's a mixas ishus. There is no chiyuv misa, there is no chiyuv kares, it's an iser lav with an unusual onesh of malchus and karban. So let me ask you the following. You have this woman, according to Rabbi Akiva, Me'uresis Levadivri. If she'll be involved in an act of znus, okay? Malchus Karvan. Let's assume, for example, Ba'acher Bekidsha. Let's assume, for example, someone else is Makadishah. Someone else is Makadishah. Does that have any meaning? Is there Tfisas Kedushin Acherim? Or is there not? See, what exactly is the issue here? There are a lot of Isurei Bia that the Torah mentions, no? There's something where you're Chayav Misa, Schive Kares, Chayve Lavim, Chayve Lav Vesei, Chayve Esei. There's many, many different gradations of Isurim, no? The Kohen marries a Grusha, it's an Isra Lava, Kohen Godel marries an Amona, it's a Lava and an Essay. Sometimes it's just an Essay. A person marries a Mitzri who converts. The Dor Isham, Dor Sheni, Dor Shlishi Yavah, the Pasuk says. If it's Dor Isham, it's an Essay. Kohen Godel marries a Be'ula, it's an Essay. When is there Tfisas Kedushin, when is there no Tfisas Kedushin? It's not a simple Sugya, this is the Sugya Nivamos Nafmem Hei, five different Shitas in Tanayim. But we pass like Shimna Timni. That's what you're all familiar with. No, we don't know all five shitas. But what is the shita? Right? There's no tfisas kedushin bekaris and misa. Right? A person marries their sister. Right? There's no marriage. Right? The person goes ahead and marries a mamzer or mamzeres. It's nisr lav. There is tfisas kedushin. You need a get. A kohen goes ahead and marries a grusha. There's tfisas kedushin. A get is required. It's isuri bia. When it comes to Nisr Karis or Nisr Misa, then there's no Tfisas Kedushin. And the underlying issue of that Gemara Yevamos, and that Memhei also, critically important, is the relationship between Tfisas Kedushin and E Tfisas Kedushin and Mamzerus. See, we assume that these two halachas go hand in hand, like Shimon HaTimni. Whenever there is no Tfisas Kedushin, then the Vlad is a Mamzer. So if it was an illicit relationship, but there would have been Tfisas Kedushin, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. If there's no possibility of Tfisas Kedushin, then the Vlad is a Mamzer. So what do you call all of this? So that's what we call an Isser Erva, Arayos. You wouldn't call Grusha Lakoin Isser Erva. You wouldn't call Yisrael Mamzeris Isser Erva. There's an Isser Misa, an Isser Kares, this is Arayos. And Arayos, Tfisas Kedushin, is impossible. The blood is considered to be a mamzer. That's Poshab Shabbat, the Gemara writes a little bit later in Yevamos, and Daf Memtes. A great Chiddush Amar Rabbi, Hakol Modim, Haba Al Anida, Ein Havlad Mamzer. It's a Sunida. Is the Vlad a mamzer? Well, I would have said there are five Shitas, Misa, Kares, Nidas Kares. So therefore, shouldn't the Vlad be a mamzer? The Gemara says, absolutely not. The Pasuk says, Usihi Nidasa Alav. That's the Drasha Rabbi, an incredible Drasha. Pashab Shat, Usihi Nidasa Alav means the Tumas Nida applies to him. What exactly does that mean? If a person is Ba Al Hanida, in such a case, the Boel has a Tuma for 7 days, comparable to Nida. But the drasha of Abaye, the fantastic drasha, no, Usihi is Vaholcha Vahaisa, it's a Lashon Havaya. What does that mean? There is Tfisas Kedushin. There's Tfisas Kedushin in Benida. So if there is Tfisas Kedushin, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. That's Abaye's finish. Hakol Modim Abaal Anida Ein Havlad Mamzer. So I'll ask you the following issue. Would there be Tfisas Kedushin b'shifcha charufa? So maybe the starting point should be is, well, let's take a look. Is there an Isser Misa? Nope. Is there an Isser Kares? Nope. That's exactly what the Pasuk says. Lo yumsuki lo kupasha. There's no Kares, there's no Misa. There's an Isser, there's a Chiv Malkus, a Chiv Karban, a Chiv Karbanasham. But no Misa, no Kares. So maybe I would have said this very great Chiddush. There is Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Shifcha Charufa. If she will be mitabelas kedushin me acher, in such a case, there's tefisas kedushin. Is that true? So the Pnei Yeshua writes, absolutely not. That's the Pnei Yeshua in Gitna Dav Mem Gimel. Dibur Maschil Sham Amar Rav Chisda. But the Pnei Yeshua writes the following. Of course, Ba'alma, there is Tfisa Skudushin, B'chavil Avin. Of course, generally, is Tfisa Skudushin, B'chavil Avin. A Yisrael, a Mamzeres, and a Kohen, and a Grusha. Of course, there's Tfisa Skudushin. That's only B'chavil Lavin De'alma. That's the Lashon of the Pnei Yeshua. That's by B'chavil Lavin generally. Aval Al Yedei Kedushin, no. Because, what do you mean? Lo mishkachas kedushin achar kedushin. Forget about the iser, whether it's lav, misa, kareis. There's a kinyan of issues. A kinyan of issues. I go ahead and I'm just using a mashal of dina mamonos. Again, issues is not a kinyan of mamon. I go ahead and sell you my sefer. Good. I go ahead and I take the very same sefer and I sell it to somebody else. Who owns it? Obviously the first person. Why is the second mechir in adchal? You'll tell me, well, you already sold the sefer. It is no longer yours. It's not because there's an iser that is monea tfisas kedushin. Kedushin is a kinyan of issues. And in such a case, if you are Kliya Babal, Kinyan Shel Iser, then you can no longer be Knuya L'Acher, regardless of whether that original issue is a Lav issue, so whether it's a Mis issue, so whether it's a Kares issue. That's the Chiddush that the Pnei Yeshua writes. Kevin de Tafsu Kedushin Shel Ruvein, Harehi Bishuso, Ve'ein Lo Yad Lekabel Kedushin Me'Acher. The fact that there's no tfisas kedushin is not a function of an iser erva. And now you could argue that shivcha karusa is not called gilui arayos, nor should be tfisas kedushin. It's that al yedei kedushin, this woman, this chati shivcha chati baskon, is now bershus baala, bershus eved ivri. And in such a case, well, obviously, there's no possibility of being the kadesh kedushin acherim. That's the chiddush. Why is there no tfisas kedushin be'eshes ish? She's already b'shus habal. So obviously she can't go ahead and be mekabel kedushin me'acher. If you look in the Rashi, for example, in our Mishnah, Be'ez Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says the following, v'kona es atzmo beget v'misa sabal. Right? The woman will be kona es atzmo through divorce or if her husband dies. What does it mean that the woman is kona es atzma? What does that mean? So Rashi writes the following, no? Rashi writes four words. Lios brishusa, lihinase la'acher. To some extent, you see the Pnei Yeshua. That's how it sounds from Rashi. Lios brishusa, as a result of the severance of Yishus, either ayyadei get or denisa sabal, now she reverts back to her own rishus, lios brishusa, lihinase la'acher. So now she can marry somebody else. The impression again that you get from Rashi is whether she can or cannot marry another is a function of whether she is Birshusa or whether she is Birshusa Bao. The Pnei Yeshua writes the Chiddush that would apply even to this Ishus of Shivcha Harufa. She's no longer Birshusa, and therefore there's no possibility of Tfisas Kedushin. Even though that the Iser is not potent enough to be Monea Tfisas Kedushin. So if you look in the Avne Miluim, Simen Mem Dalid, Oz Dalid, and Devar Maschil the Chiddush of Pnei Yeshua, Avne Miluim disagrees. Avne Miluim writes, "V'ne'ela mimenu hasugya beperek haomer." The Gemara in Samuel Zayin, what days? You look later in Kedusha. Doesn't the Gemara discuss this issue? The Gemara asks, when it comes to Eishes Ish, Minolon Zlotavske Kedushin.
How do you know that there's no Tfiyasas Kedusha when it comes to Eishes Ish? And you know what the Gemara answers? The Gemara does not answer because she's already Knuya L'Acher, she's Bershus HaBaal, and once she's in Bershus HaBaal, so now she no longer can be Mekabel Kedushin Me'Acher. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara answers that no, Hekesha D'Rabbi Yonah. The Torah tells us in Parashat Achimos and Kedoshim, all of the Rayos. Kol HaTov Oseila, Rabbi Yonah comments, Hukshu Kol HaRayos Elazeh. And just as there's no Kedushin Ba'arayos, in the case of Achosisha, where it's clear from the Pasuk that's true, Hu Hadinami B'chol HaRayos, including Eshes Ish. Hukshu Kol HaRayos. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara writes that the reason there's no Tfisas Kedushin Be'eshes Ish is because Eshes Ish is B'chlal HaRayos. There's Nisr Misa. And that is Monei Tfisas Kedushin. And Adler writes the following Kiddush, V'im Kain, Shivcha Charufa, Shehi Eino Ela Ba'ashon, V'lo Hukshu B'chlal HaRayos. So Shivcha Charufa, which is not in Isra Erva, Kedushin Tov Sinba, V'ze Baror, there is Tfisas Kedushin, V'shivcha Charufa. Pretty great Kiddush, no? That's the machlokas, the Yeshua Avne Miluim. What is it that is Monea Tfisas Kedush in the case of Eishes Ish? Is it the Chalos Kinyan? She's Knuya Labal? Or is it because there is an Isra Erva? The Nafkamina would be, is again in this case, if you could envision instance where she is Knuya L'Acherim, but somehow there is no Isra Erva. In normal Ishus, you're not going to have that, but you'll have it in the case of Shivcha Charufa. How does the Pnei Yeshua say that it's a function of a kinyan? The Gemara is explicit that there's no Tfisas Kedushin Be'eshes Ish because Eishes Ish is one of the Arayos. So Rabbi Chanan writes the following answer. This is found in the Kovetz Ha'aras, right? The Chibra Yevamos, Simin Gimel, and Ostes. Rabbi Chanan writes beautiful Teretz. What the Pnei Yeshua writes, that there is no Tfisas Kedushin Be'eshes Ish as a function of Kinyan, that's certainly true. That's certainly true. If she's Knuya L'Baal, how can she be Knuya L'Acher? The Chiddush of the Gemara, later in Kedushin of Samach Zayin, is the following. Additionally, there's no Tfisa exclusion of Eishes Ish, because Eishes Ish is Nisr Erva. It's not one or the other. Even without the Gemara and Kedushin, you would have known that there's no Tfisa exclusion of Eishes Ish. Because if she's Knuya L'Baal, how can she be Knuya L'Acher? Can't be. But the Gemara saying Kedushin is the following. That is not the sole reason. The fact that Eishes Ish is Parshas Arayos, that alone is Monea Tfisas Kedushin. What the Pnei Yeshua writes is 100% true. So if it's clear that if you're Knuya L'Baal, you cannot be Knuya L'Acherim, so why does the Gemara have to tell us, but there is a second tier, a second halacha? And that is, there's no Tfisas Kedushin Ba'arayos? You know what the answer is, Rabbi Chanan writes? Mamzerus. If the only reason there's no Tfisas Kedushin Be'eshes Ish is because, well, she's Knuya L'Baal, so she cannot be Knuya L'Acher, so therefore the Vlad would not be a Mamzer. Because if something does not allow for Tfisas Kedushin, but it is not an Isra Erva, the Vlad is not a Mamzer.
For example, the Gemara in Vamosnaf Mem Hei, Eved va'akum ha'ba'al bas Yisrael. A woman, a married woman, is mezana with a guy and a child is born. The child is a Jewish child. Is the child a mamzer? We assume halacha the child is not a mamzer at all. Child is not a mamzer. There's no possibility of tefisas kedushin. She's an eshes ish. It's a guy. Whether she's married or not married. No. She can't marry the guy whether she happens to be married or whether she was never married. There's no tefisas kedushin. That's true. But you can envision cases where there's no possibility of tefisas kedushin that the vlad is not a mamzer. That's exactly what Sugi mentioned earlier. If we are so consistent to assume that tefisas kedushin and mamzerus goes hand in hand, so what about eved va'akum? The answer is, why is there no tefisas kedushin? If there's no tefisas kedushin because of arayos, then the vlad is a mamzer. But if there's no tefisas kedushin because, in the case of eved va'akum, there's a lack of kedushin, the Torah doesn't recognize such issues, in that case, the vlad is not a mamzer. The Gemara says the following, that when is the vlad a mamzer? When it's mutter la, but aser bachrine. You can't marry your sister, but someone else can marry your sister. That's nisr erva. Nisr kurva. But if you have something which is a categorical isr, no Jew is allowed to marry this non-Jew. That's not a nisr erva. That's Boshab Shaf and the Gemara, and therefore, Evid Vatma Babas Yisrael, the vlad is not a mamzer. So Rabbi Chanan writes the following, if all you had was the reason of the Pnei Yoshua, that there's no tefisas kedushin v'eshes ish because she's kli la'acher, you would not be able to glean from that, and if then, the vlad is a mamzer. For that you have to come on to the Gemara of Samach Zayin, that eshes ish is one of the arayos. That's when you assume the vlad is a mamzer. So both makoros are in fact needed. Without the reason of the Pnei Yoshua, you would have argued if you have issues that's not an Isser Erva, there is Tefisas Kedushin, such as Shivcha Rufa. If you only have the reason of Pnei Yoshua, you would argue that there's no Tefisas Kedushin, but the Vlad is not a Mamzer. So both Makoros are critical. In the case of regular Eshes Ish, there are two very good reasons that there's no Tefisas Kedushin. One, she's Kli Lacher, but more importantly, it's an Isser Erva, the Vlad is a Mamzer. In the case of Shiv Harufa, you don't have the Arayos reason, but you still have the Kli Acher reason. Rabbi Chanan writes a second possible nafkamina. Avi Yishlomer nafkamin acheres la'inyan im kibla kiddushin mishnei bnei adam ke'achas. Let's listen, for example, she's mekabelas kiddushin simultaneously. So he married to two different people. Both men appoint this person as a shliach, give this chefetz to her, and al yidei zeh should be married to both of us. We know that that's no good. Einu mekudeshes. That's the principle of Rava, kol she'eino bezeh achar zeh, afilu bevas achas einu. If you could not have the chalos bezeh achar zeh, it cannot be chal simultaneously. It cannot be chal b'vas achas. Rabbi Chanan writes the following. The ability to apply this principle to issues, kol shino b'zeh achar zeh filas kaseino, is a function of erva. After all, each issue creates an issur of arayos. If it was only a question of this, if you're Knuyla A, you can't be Knuyla B, that can be solved by Bas Achas. Two people come over and they say, give this item, which is jointly ours, to this individual, and Al Yidei Zeh, we are purchasing his field. So, the Shliach goes ahead and does so, the Baal HaSod accepts it, that the field is Knuyla Shneyam. Belongs to both of them. Ayel, tell me it's not b'vas achas, it's not b'zeh chazeh. If he would sell it to
Reuven, he can't turn around and sell it to Shimon. Yeah, that's not a function of Isser. If you sell it to Reuven, so the object is no longer yours to sell to Shimon. But if you sell it to both of the Vasachas, so now they're shifted in the Chepetz. Well, obviously, if you sell it to A, you can't sell it to B. But you don't apply that principle of Kol Shino Bezech and Machaseino when pragmatically the Chepetz is no longer used, so of course you can't go ahead and transfer it to someone else. It's not yours to transfer. But if you could solve that problem, in other words, the Vasachas, so now it's Knui Nashneim, and they're shifted in the Chepetz. Why don't you send that Shuna comes to Yeshua? She's not Knui Labal because the Vasachas. The answer is no, that's the Chiddush of Arayos. Kol Shino Bezecher Zerfah Chaseino. Abba wants to go ahead and marry two sisters. Well, he knows the moment he marries sister one, there's Nisra Arayos, not Vafos Isha. So you know what he says? He'll marry both the Vasachas. So he points to Shliach to go ahead and to marry these two sisters. Of course, it's no good. This is Erevah is Moneh, the Tfisah's Kedushin. And if there's an Isser Erevah B'Zeh, that's not going to be Sabah B'Zachas. If it's a technical problem, that once the Kinyan is Chal, it is no longer yours, that problem can be Sabah B'Zachas. That's the Chiddush that Rav Chanan writes. The Pnei Yeshua's problem in principle could be Sabah B'Zachas. But not the Arayos issue. That's why Arayos is so significant. Number one, for the Mamzerus issue, and number two, for the Basachas issue. That's what Rabbi Chanan writes, that both reasons are critically important. The fact that there is no Tfisas Kedushin is a function of a Kinyan of Ishus, and also a function of the fact that Eshus Ish is Bichlal HaArayos. The Marcheshes writes a fascinating finish. Marcheshes is found in Chelek Beis Simen Yutes, where he argues that this machlokes, the Pnei Shon Avne Miluim, whether E Tfisa Kedushin is a function of Kinyan or a function of Arayos, he writes, this is a machlokes in Yerushalmi. The Mishnah tells us later in Kedushin, Nun Ches Mabez. A person is Mekadesh and Isha Me'achshav U'la'achar Lamed Yom. Whatever that means. Me'achshav U'la'achar Lamed Yom. So, what's going on exactly now? Is it Me'achshav or is it La'achar Lamed Yom? When is the Kedushin Chal? Hareat Mekadesh is Me'achshav U'la'achar Lamed Yom. When is it Chal? The Mishnah says, and all of a sudden now, U'ba'achar V'kibshav V'sof Lamed Yom. That's the case in the Mishnah. All of a sudden, someone else gives her full Tfisas Kedushin during that window of time. So the Mishnah says, Mekudeshes ve'ena Mekudeshes. The Gemara says that means it's a Safek. Safek. Whether she's Mekudeshes l'Rishon or Mekudeshes l'Shein. What exactly is the Safek? The Gemara has two possibilities, right, in this statement of Me'ash Lacha Yom Yom. Possibility number one is Tanai. Possibility number two is Chazar. Possibility number one is the following. Right? It's a Tanai. That you are married to me as of now, as long as whatever it is occurs within Lachar Lamed Yom. And as long as, let's say, he wasn't Choser B'Soch Lamed Yom, so the Kedushin is Chal Me'achshav. If the Kedushin is Chal Me'achshav, so she is Mekudeshes L'Rishon, the Kedushin Sheni is nothing. The other possibility is the following. When a person says, Me'achsha, Ulacha Lamed Yom, he's Choser B'Diburo. He's changing his mind. No, not what I said, Me'achsha, Ella, Lacha Lamed Yom. In which case, the Chalos is only Lacha Lamed Yom. In which case, if Kidsha Acher Bentayim, in such a case, she is Mekudeshes L'Shem. Good? So that's the case that the Gemara has, explaining the Mishnah. Kedushin number one was a little funny. No, Me'ach Shavlach Alam and Yom, Ba Sheni V'Kidsha. So what happened? So now the Yerushalmi has the phone. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yavo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu kedushe mea tovsimba. This chain of mekudeshes, veina mekudeshes, that can continue an infinitum. The Gemara has the case of two people. That's the case of the Mishnah. One is Mekadesh this way, one's Mekadesh that way. But, you know, this can continue on and on and on and on and on. Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu kedushe mea tovsimba. What exactly does that mean? The first person was Mekadesh this Isha, Me'achshav ul'achar lamed yom. Good? A second person is Mekadesh the Isha. So the Yishami says, this can continue, a third person, a fourth person, a fifth person. So here the Yishami has two days. The first day is Amar Rabbi Le'ezer, right? Lachain Tzricha, that's like Lo Tzricha. Afilu Kidsha Hasheni Kedushin Gemurim. Ooh, that's a very great Kiddush. Afilu Kidsha Hasheni Kedushin Gemurim. What does that mean? The first person did this funny thing. Me'achshav lachal amid yom. The second person did a regular kedushin. Harei at mekudeshesli. In that case, Rabbi Yochanan said the chain can continue. If a third person does it, a fourth person does it, a fifth person does it, so misafek, she's mekudeshes l'kulam. That's what Rabbi Lotus says. Yishami continues, Rabbi Yitzhak bar Tavlai by Kumi Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yitzhak asked Rabbi Lazar, what do you mean? That manashach. Mashach kana harishon kana v'hashar hasheni bava gomar. What do you mean it can continue? If the first person did something that's a little funny. So, whatever the first person's is, we understand. But whatever the first person's lacked, that's picked up by the second person. So the suffix is she married to the first or is she married to the second? Third. Third's out of the question. Of course she's not married to the third. If this is a Kedushin Gemurin to one, so then two's out of the picture. If it's not a Kedushin Gemurin to one, then she's married to two. Married to three. Of course she's not married to three. Manashach. Masha kana rishon kana vashar hasheni bava gomer. The shlishi is absolutely nothing. So Rabbi Lezer answers, what do you mean? V'chi yesh nafshecha ba'arayas. That's his phrase. V'chi yesh nafshecha ba'arayas. Do you assume a concept of mimanashach when it comes to arayas? You don't assume that line of reasoning. Either A or B, but obviously not C and D and E, and therefore the chain will no longer continue. That's the machlokas. When Rabbi Yochanan says this chain could in fact continue, so what was he referring to? The unusual issues in one, but the normal issues in two, and the possibility of continuing to three, four, five? That's the machlokas. So Marcheshus writes the following finish. That Rabbi Yitzchak Tavloi, who raises Kasha Mimanavshach, is assuming as the Shita of the Pnei Yeshua. He writes, this is the Machlokes Amoraim in the Yerushalmi. That the reason there's no Tfisas Kedushin is because of a Chalos Kinyan. She is Knuya to A or to B, but she is not Knuya to C or to D. Whatever shortfall there is in A, B is going to pick up. Finished. And therefore, she can be mekudeshes misafek to the Rishon and Sheni, but they say that she's mekudeshes at all, even misafek to Shlishi. Recheshes writes, and what is Rabbi Lazar's response? No, that's not true. This chain can continue on and on and on because v'chiyesh nafshecha barayos.
So Mercheshes writes the following chiddush. That is assuming is avne miluyim. That the fact that there is no tfisas kedushin, the eishes ish, that is a function of an iser erva. And the chiddush Rabbi Elazar is the following, according to the Yerushalmi, that in this unusual case, where may ach shavlach alaminyon, shin she is eino knuya legamre, so therefore she does not have the status of an iser erva. As though there is a mitzvah kedushin larishon, and then if all there is a mitzvah kedushin that does not generate an iser erva. And take a look at that piece in the Marcheshes. In that case, mikudeshes ve'ena mikudeshes. It's a semi-ishus. It's similar to a case of shifcha harufa. Not it's an absolute issue's gomor, the question simply is whether she is mekudeshes l'rishon or mekudeshes l'sheni. The chiddush is that in such a case of miyashav l'aminyon, mekudeshes ve'ena mekudeshes, it is not a full issue's, and therefore it does not generate an iser erva, and in such a case that can continue even to a third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. Right? So that's the chiddush, where Lazar's response of the Chiyash Nafshecha Ba'arayas. Take a look, right? That piece of the Marcheshes, and take a look in Yerushalmi, right? How to work out that machlokes. So far, this is one aspect of the Kinyan of Ishus. That there is, not the Ramban, right? Not a Kinyan Shel Mamon, a Kinyan Shel Yisr. That's why a get is needed. And again, the question is, what is it that's Moneah, the Tfisas Kedushin? The fact that such a Kinyan exists, Rishus HaBaal, or do we assume that no, since Eishes Ish is considered to be Bechlal Ha'arayos, in such a case, that is Maniat Fisas Kedushin? The Chiddush of the Kobetzaras, that both possibilities will be true according to the Pnei Yeshua, right, with the Nafkaminas, the Shikha Harufa, the cases of Bezach Hazeh, right, and that's why both Makoros are needed. Okay, stop.